Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, once again, this is Radio Pulpit on 657 AM with me, Esther. I'm humbled, I'm your servant. At your service. I said, you're seeking for a meaning? The slogan of this channel, of this station is, Radio Pulpit is your companion in a search for meaning. I've always said you've found it. Don't doubt it. You have found it. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God wants the blessing to come alive. I know many of us, we go to that church and that church, that prophet, and get so and so to lay hands on us because we want the blessing of God. You won't get it. That's why you'll end up taking shortcuts. That's why you'll end up compromising your holiness and purity of heart, which has been purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you will fall short of the glory of God and miss out on heaven. Judas Iscariot did lose out, didn't he? He did. And you know who else? Sapphira and Ananias in chapter 5 of the book of Acts. And this is now the fulfillment of what we're talking about in the shadow which is in the book of Genesis, book of beginnings. You can lose your blessing. I've taught a lot about King Saul, chosen by God, loved dearly by God. He lost out from eternity to eternity. Priest Eli, who served God faithfully, he lost out from eternity to eternity, and their lineage and bloodline were completely removed. Completely. And now we have to learn that when God says something, we have to honor it. If we call ourselves Christians, we have to walk by that standard. It doesn't mean anything that we're saying something and behind the closed doors we compromise and do certain things knowingly and purposefully. I'm not talking about where there's error. I have to warn you, there are errors programmed in the spirit realm. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There are errors. There are programs that they happen to you and your family of all the true saints and the prophets to shame you, to diminish you in terms of your light and the service before God, because there's certain accolades that you have and attributes that you have to show, but you don't have to today. As long as you are truthful to God, God will vindicate you. God will vindicate you. The promises of God are sure. Locate the purpose. They are intertwined. Ooh, bless the Lord with that. They are intertwined. Don't miss out. You first do that which God says do. And that is fulfilled in the New Testament. The Lord Jesus says, don't say, Lord, Lord, and not do what I say do. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I must say, the times are hard and we really have become hypocrites. Talk, 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 talk. Empty promises. Empty promises. Empty prayers. You got to be effective when you pray. You got to be effective when you speak certain things of God. You must know that they will be opposed. But I don't care. They're not with me. They are with God. And God said, I must say them. They will fulfill them. They will come to pass. God will fulfill them, not me. And you may, I think I was speaking with this another person just now. You have to understand that you have to be at your weakest point. Moses, dry, almost dead, 8 years old. 40 years had gone by. And he was a leader of the children of God, and he knew it. God always speaks to his people. He always does. The servants, he always does. He knew, Moses knew. Abram knew. So God always tells his people. 80 years, it was almost like, oh, forgotten and aborted by the kingdom of darkness promise. And these people are slaves. They will forever work for us. They'll never prosper. Ha! They'll never be delivered. Who thinks they will get a nation of their own? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God wants me to emphasize and say these things so that you keep on that promise he gave you. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't be discouraged, my brothers and sisters. Don't. It's a time of restitution and God wants me to make you aware. Receive. Receive. Receive the Spirit of God through the Word of God brings it to pass. It's not me. It's not a person. I have nothing in me, in myself, that I can claim that I could do that. But I will tell you the truth. Because God said it, you're going to receive it, provided you are in the right standing with God. I can assure you, no devil hatched out of hell is going to be ever able to cancel that. Ever, never. In Jesus' name. And I promise you, you got to judge me before God. Every word the Bible said or every prophecy got to be judged. But do not treat the prophecy or promise of God with contempt, the Bible says. But you got to be judging that because I've got to be judged if I'm lying to you. God wants you to be quickened in your spirit and receive that which he's promised and purposed you for. Locate your call and purpose in life you have. Even within your family and clan, you have a position. Even if you're running around and you are in the promised land, but you know that God said, that is what I want you to do. Fine. Keep on doing that which God said you do. Maybe you don't have money to purchase that land and he said, take that land. Or maybe you don't have money yet to build that church, but he said, build that church. Keep on serving the purposes of God and keep on asking him. Abraham kept on asking him, please give me a son. And God said, I'd give you a son. You are going to be a father of nation. God had showed him stars. He had taken him out and said, look in the sky. Can you count those stars? And he had said to him, your blessing or your lineage shall be blessed and they will be as great as this. And he said, as the sand of the seashore, and if you can count them, from your loins, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And Abraham believed. I've got to give it to God. That's grace to believe something like that. It was the first time that it was ever said and done. And we got to applaud God. We thank you, Lord, for that love and mercy. That we are blessed in that. Bless the Lord. All nations shall be blessed in you, Abraham. God wants me to speak life into that promise and that purpose. If you are truthfully standing for God, you will surely have blessings. And yes, I declare, decree, you will have it. You will have it. God will give me time and time frame. He will. I know he will. Just watch out. I don't please God ever. I just pray and ask him. And when he speaks, he does it all the time. I have got testimonies of it all. Of it all. Answered prayers. Bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you and revive that promise. He wants me to speak life into that purpose and that promise. And even in drought, and especially when you seem like you are dead. Abraham's loins were dead. He didn't have a seed. Sarah's womb was dead. She didn't even go to her monthly proof of a woman alive. For years. What do you think of a 90-year-old woman? God, you are amazingly awesome. I love your sense of humor. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so Abraham believed God in the midst of those adversities. His challenges and his attacks were not from enemies outside. It was his own body. It was his own thoughts. Herself and Sarah, it was their own thoughts. It was within self. It wasn't even family or friends. It was within self. Those were the enemies that comes to them every time they see somebody, even they see Hagar and Ishmael, and even they see other people's pregnant and children and grandchildren. The increase, the sight of a pregnant woman for Sarah was a painful thing. You'd have to be in those shoes to understand. And if you've ever been in a painful position because God has promised you something, it has not happened, and you see somebody in it, I mean, look at Abraham in Canaan. And Canaanites are there, mansions and you name it. And it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And God said, it's yours. And you are walking there and you're looking at these people and they're having life of, kings and queens. It's goodly. And it's yours. God said, it's yours. But look at the attitude. Did he fight physically? No. Did he try to now oppose and push them or get magic, black magic, whatever, anything of this world to try and get them out? No. What did he do? Trust God. And God made sure that he didn't have an army that could say, let's fight. God said, this is yours. Let's push these people out little by little. Let's start with villages that are separated and let's take over. You know, strategize. Don't strategize for God. You're wasting your time. Don't ever strategize for the Most High God. You're wasting your time. The Bible says God loves them that trust in God and have nothing in you. Paul had to be at that position as well, as we know in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And God had to put him in his place and said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weaknesses. In other words, when we are weak, we have no resources, we have no friends, we have no family, we have no allies or funders or helpers. That's when the power of God is made perfect, because we're trusting only in him. On him and depended only on him and in him. Bless the Lord. It took Israel 40 years to learn that. But their complainings, I'm coming to that. You didn't see Abraham complaining and Sarah. That's why it took so many years and they still had the promise. You can ask that again. God wants you to understand that you have to keep on that. But what was that the challenges that were facing children of Israel? Their mouth were speaking negative against God and the promises of God. And the word of prophecy, because the Bible says we got to believe in God and trust him. And believe and trust in the words that are spoken by the prophets so that we may prosper. Huh. The prosperity is in the mouths of prophets. And God has, he's dedicated to that. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. He's limited it to that. Believe in his prophets so that you may prosper. That's why it's important you locate true mouths unto God. I said it can be Samuel and he's a child, and Eli, you get counsel from him. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving, and I'm speaking to you, let your flesh die so that God can serve and bless you. Now, Eli was born for the promise of priesthood, and God brought the little Samuel to change things and to prophesy into his destiny in future. Baby, child, who was not even born into the house of priesthood, of prestige or greatness or wealth of this world. God did that. Did the same with Moses, going to a king. And right now, he wants you to resuscitate, encourage yourself. I have to speak this word into you and your spirit. I declare, I decree, you will go back to what God has been saying to you or has said to you. I wasn't there, I don't know, but go there. Revisit and revive and trust God. Trust God. He will surely bring it to pass. This word is so that you can receive it. You shall surely receive it. May you glorify him when you do. Testimonies are very important before God. Bless the Lord. So we're going to look into chapter 13 of the book of Genesis in seeking to strengthen ourselves in reviving and bringing to life the promises of God. I said to you, we got to go back to the mandates of God, the purposes. What did he say do? Don't just serve for the sake of. Once you know where God has placed you, like Abraham, he knew Canaan and he'd been in Canaan. Then there was famine. Then he could go to Egypt because he knew the timing. And he knew the promise wasn't going to manifest then. You got to know it. You got to know it. And I've got to be confirming things to you. You got to know it. God speaks to his people, everybody. God says, he's not a respecter of persons. There's no favorites or who will look as if they are favorites are the ones after his own heart, like David. If God calls you out like that, David, a son or a man, after my own heart, he seeks to do what please me. Abraham was the same. Good as dead, he still produced, sired his son. Enjoy mockery. Paul said, I relish and enjoy, and I'm paraphrasing, reproaches, adversities. He said, I more enjoy them because I know that they are aiming at making me weak, but God is aiming at empowering me through them because he promised me. My grace my grace is enough for you, sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weaknesses. Bless the Lord. That word right there, live with it and have it. Reproaches should strengthen you. I know it is painful. Cry and just say, thank you, Lord. Why? No one can curse those whom God has blessed. God turned curses into blessings. Ask Balaam in the book of Numbers. He was hired to bless, to curse. And God turned curses, and God taught him. And as he was turning blessings, he said, no one can curse God as blessed ones. God turns curses into blessings. They must manifest blessings for you. Why? How is the attitude of your heart? God, yes, it's painful, but you promised me, let me cry and receive anyway. You will receive it anyway. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So chapter 13 of the book of Genesis, in keeping and reviving, sustaining the promises of God and the purposes of God, we're going to read from verse 8. Why? Because this chapter is so short. And but then there was contention why the promise was now here and the blessing was now here. And so what did happen? Contention and strife and fights and fist fights. Sometimes they will even kick you and you didn't do anything. They will slap you. That's demons through people. Don't worry. Cry. Cry. And you will survive anyway. So here, Abram says he knows the blessing of God is sure and he's like, we can't fight. Okay, I leave. But he knows it's his place. He knows his place. But he says, okay, choose where you want to go. You're my family anyway, but let's not fight. And I'll go anyway. He didn't even choose the best. There were the best places there, but he didn't even choose that. He said, choose first. And then I will choose. I'll take what is left. And it reads as follows from verse 8, chapter 13 of the book of Genesis, as they separate. So Abram said to Lord, please let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I'll go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. They separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan. Can you see that? Anyway, where he chose, he didn't even give him an allotment. Anywhere he chose, it wasn't the part of that was part of the promise. God ordained it that way. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, eastward, eastward and southward and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk to the land through, and its length and its width, for I give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're going to pause at that, and we will elaborate further in this blessing in the next program. May the Lord bless you and help you to keep that blessing. This is Radio Pulpit and 657 AM with me, Esther. Be blessed. And I decree you keep that blessing. You keep that promise.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.